The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
You know, it's funny. My wife could call me a piece of ish. She could call me a effing a-hole, mother effer. A lot of things she could call me. A lot of things. And it's acceptable. But the one that's hard to come back from, even though it's not a swear, is when your significant other calls you repulsive. That's just not a good look.
I know. It was funny because when Melissa was doing the story in the Juice, it's about JWoww and her
and her husband, Roger. Yeah.
Right.
Who are on the brink of divorce.
Yes.
But he's been fighting to keep
trying
her.
To get her back. He's like keeping hope alive or whatever. Right. And it just made me think, because I've heard people do it, but how do you come back from that? Where either you hate each other or you are completely repulsed. Like, I don't even want to be in the same room with you. How do you come back from that? What do you do? Like, do you take a break? Do you...
Therapy.
Yeah, you talk about it. It's simple. People do it all the time. They, you know, they battle with each other. They call each other.
But there's miscommunication. There's like, you know, we're fighting about things. Mm-hmm. But when I don't even want to look at you, I don't even want to kiss you. I don't want to hold your hand. Like, how do you come back from that?
You go, like Melissa said, you go therapy, you talk, you find out what the problem is, and then you try to fix those problems, avoid those problems. And
I need specifics.
Yeah, there's something about being called repulsive that is 100%. I'm like, all right, then you just, where this is over.
And he's still trying.
And the thing is, too, I bet you she called him repulsive. Here's another thing. Here's another when you know the relationship is over versus in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. There's a million things you can call each other when you're fighting and raising voices.
Right.
They're called escalator words.
Yeah.
It brings the argument to another level.
And right. You know what? That's fine. Because when you're
from a TV show,
when you're when you're in the heat of the moment yelling at each other, it's so much easier to accept later on when you cool down. Mm-hmm. But there's something about so if somebody calls you repulsive in the heat of the moment, you're repulsive. I'd be like, yeah, well, you're C word that starts with cut and ends with unt. It doesn't matter. But it's okay though. We can make up for that later on. But there's something about when someone says that to you. And they're perfect. Yo, my God, Pebbles. That's when you know it's real. That's when you know it's over.
But you know their relationship is over. So, I mean, in their case, you know it's over. So when she says he's repulsive, there's a reason why. She does not want to be with this dude. And when you think repulsive, right, you're thinking like, oh, you make me sick by looking at you. Like, maybe you don't look good or something. Isn't he like a decent, good-looking guy?
Oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. He's in shape, and she's beautiful, too.
And saying all those things in like a serious, I'm calm right now tone. It's a Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about it after we had that fight on Saturday. That's when I'm like, oh, God. I'm out. I'll just get my stuff. Like,
pack your bags.
Well, in their situation, it just sounds like they are completely done. There's no hope for them whatsoever. So,
but people have come back from that.
That's what I was going to get to, because it sounds, Pebbles, like it sounds like you're asking, how do you get a relationship back from the dead? Mm-hmm. Because clearly it happens all the time. And you hear people saying, well, I fell out of love with my husband, but guess what? Now I love him more than I ever have.
They probably went back on dates. They probably did some of the things that they did early in the relationship. Like Romero
said. But how do you get to the point where you even want to go on a date with somebody?
I know what you're saying, though, because there's a difference between falling out of love. You can fall out of love and still be like, I mean, they're a cool person. They're nice. They're my friend. And then there's they walk in the room and you're like, I'm walking out of this room just because I'm so, it's almost like, two positives that push against each other. How do you come back from that? 617-288-1969. Cliff says you can't.
What's up, morning?
What's up, man? What happened? What happened, friend?
Listen, we did everything we could do. We went to the therapy thing, made out the joke. That does not work. I actually stormed out of it and just told the therapist, you're full of it, I gotta go, and just, I'm done. And I walked out of the therapy room. Everybody still has their own point of view. No one's gonna change my mind.
Yeah.
So, we started, we ended up getting divorced. I went out, started, living my life, doing all the things that I couldn't do when I was married. Went on that dating scene, was dating a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of girls, living a life. and then at the end of the day, you know, when you're having too much fun and your significant other's like, yo, listen, I don't like dating. I'm like, well, neither do I, because it's not the same. She's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm out in California because I still had to work. She's like, I'm moving back in. I'm like, no, you're not. It's like, too late. We're going to talk. We're going to date. I'm like, no, this is not happening. Hold on. He had a plan. And at the end of the day, we went on a couple of dates. Our kids got older. You know, everyday life got in the middle of everything. And we started dating, getting to know each other like we did from day one. And we got remarried.
So it's like you have to reset and start all the way over.
Yeah, they had to get once they realized, once the kids were gone, they were like, you know what? It was the kids. We just hated the kids.
Wow.
We like each other. We just don't like each other with kids.
No, but he said that he went out there and just basically probably banged a bunch of girls and was like, you know what? Time to go back home.
That's funny, man. Samantha, you just say just keep hanging with the person that you hate. Eventually, it fades away.
Yeah, I say I felt the same way as Jay. While repulsed by the person I was with, and you know, we took some time apart. We split up. He dated somebody else, and we just moved back in. We've been together again 2 months. So, you know, it is possible to get back together.
What is it that you think? You know, I know you can't explain your feelings, but what do you think it was? Do you think it was the fact that maybe he was seeing somebody else that kind of got you, like, maybe you were feeling jealous, maybe you felt like you let him get
you
away?
You couldn't do any better, and you're like, I guess I'm stuck with this slob?
No, not necessarily. I also feel like in order for you to get back with someone after you split up and feel repulsive, that love has to be there anyway, that, like, that's your person. He was, like, unhappy with the person he was with. It was all a front, you know, just on social media, smiling and hee-hee-ha-ha, but he'd be calling me up, telling me about their issues. I'm like, well, why try to front? Like, you're happy if you're not, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she was just bringing trouble in his life. It just wasn't worth it in the long run. And so after he split up with her, I was like, you need to spend some time alone. Prove to me you can be alone. And we do have a young child together, so that we had to have communication. But eventually we were like, you know what? Let's just do it. You know, we said our apologies. He made it clear what he was apologizing for at the time. And, you know, I was better with my words. And here we are today. So it is possible.
Wow.
Here we are today.
Oh, my God.
It's been since September. And look.
But they're there.
You know what the commonality between them, the two callers, is like? They had to go into this dating world to see that. They were like, I went and dated. And then
they
think
the grass is greener, but it never is.
You know the saying, the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know.
Couples therapy works, according to Francis. Go ahead, Francis.
Yes, I definitely think couples therapy and individual therapy definitely work. My, at the time, boyfriend had cheated on me. I hated him. I thought he was disgusting. And here we are 5 years later, happily married.
You know what it is about therapy? Here's what it is. When you first go to therapy is that you think you're going to get the person on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize that that's not the case, then it's a lot easier to do the therapy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you they both went in and they were like, I bet you she's going to be on my side. Nah, I bet she's going to be on my side. Then they went in and they were like, oh, we both messed up.
But she also said that they did individual therapy too. So it's like you working on your stuff, I'm working on my stuff, and then you come together.
Pebbles, I'm a high proponent of therapy.
Oh, every Monday.
I do.
I love it.
I do I go to therapy like every 4 weeks.
Love
four or five weeks.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, when I got divorced.
Every Monday.
Okay. All right, but neither one of you are going for therapy. Well, Pebbles, you're not in a relationship. Ramiro, you're not going to therapy for a relationship. You're just going
I mean, if I feel like I'm having something coming up in my marriage, I'll talk about it.
So is it more of a relationship therapist? It's not just like for you.
It's for me for everything. No, it's for me. I started doing it when I got divorced.
Okay.
And then I would get to points where I'm like, you know what? I don't need to go anymore. And then I realized, I'm just going to keep this as a consistent thing.
Exactly.
Put her on the payroll right now. The other day she showed up in a nice new car and I was like, hey, you're welcome.